Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle fall. It's almost a month past equinox, and the sun shines deeper through my south windows. I cut back the summer bamboo to allow more heat and light for my greenhouse plants, and I fit my schedule to the shortening days. Now, in September, I bought a new FICA tree, and it reaches 12 feet, almost to the top of my sunroom. I worry about it because it's so big, and it's so vulnerable to the cold. And I want it to be warm and safe in the winter to come, and so I've put caulking, and glazing, and dulling of drafts on my list for autumn. Now, I used to think I was quite separate from daily and seasonal rhythms. The life of work and family and study and maintenance crowded out the light and the dark and the heat and the chill. Lately, though, I'm going a little too far in the opposite direction. That is, I don't seem to be able to separate myself from what is going on around me. I feel somehow tied to the events I record. Losing myself in their color and their energy and sequence, I find myself ruminating once again about mind-body issues, about monism and dualism, spirit and matter, right brain and left brain, body and soul. I seem so completely dependent on passage and cycle and repetition. It's as though the spinning globe were a gyroscope inside my heart, fusing its motion with mine, teaching me the fundamental frequency, humming with the song of my DNA. Well, of course, this is all very good news for the FICA tree. What more could she ask from the mind of her guardian than autumnal monistic confusion? Perhaps, she thinks, in a kind of arboreal fantasy, perhaps he cannot really tell the difference between himself and me. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of middle fall. In the meantime, as all the leaves come down, be careful of autumnal monistic confusion. You never know when it will strike.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.